Hey guys, and welcome to a very special edition of Grace and Truth. I'm a grateful, gospel-centered disciple of Jesus Christ who struggles yet perseveres, and my name is Dave. Hope and pray that you're doing well. One of the things that I've been learning in my walk with God is that He is in control and is the only one who heals and changes us. Over the past year, there have been a series of trials that I've had to endure. The loss of my grandfather in April, breaking up with my girlfriend in August, the death of one of my friends from high school in October, and changing churches that same month. In the midst of these losses, specific friends in my circles were trying to help me, but their methods weren't very helpful. They actually caused more harm than good. But when God placed me in a different environment, He started to bring more healing in my life. I noticed this pattern during my first year in Celebrate Recovery. When I was in a small group that was not healthy and consisted of people who were very unkind to me, my first sponsor suggested the ACE method. Accept it, change it, or eliminate it. That's what ACE stands for. I utilized that method when it came to my small group. I couldn't accept what was going on. I couldn't change the group, or the people for that matter. So there was only one option left. I decided to leave the group. The moment I did that, there was an incredible amount of weight lifted off my shoulders. My sponsor at the time saw the improvement and was very encouraged to see how God was working through me. You see, our intentions may be good, but most of the time they cause more harm than good. I'm not just saying this as someone on the receiving end, but also as someone who has been guilty of doing this as well. We need to let God do His job when it comes to healing us and walking with us through any type of trial. Being with like-minded believers who will support you and not fix you is especially vital. If you want an example of someone who went through trials that were beyond what anyone else could endure, I would strongly challenge you to read the book of Job. Job is, oddly enough, one of my favorite books of the Bible. Even though Job's friends were trying to help, they only caused more harm than good. God even had to have a strong talk with them afterwards as well. I have two other resources for you before I end today's podcast. The first is a song from the Herb Henry family called But God. I had the opportunity of seeing them live at our Modesto recommendation for GCAM Network, Big Valley Grace Community Church, while I was on sabbatical. The second resource is a sermon from one of our Pleasanton recommendations for GCAM Network, Valley Community Church. Pastor Dane Olney, who oversees discipleship ministries, preached a sermon from the Advent series called Peacemakers. The sermon is titled Sons of God. I will provide the links to these resources in the info section of this podcast. For a transcript of this program, go to chewmadenew.com/transcripts and look for the post entitled, God's Spiritual ICU. Thanks for listening, and if you'd like to hear more of these programs, please let me know. You can contact me at my website, chewmadenew.com, or you can call me at 510-516-CHEW. That's 510-516-CHEW. 2439. Or you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And do you know someone who's hurting and needs hope? Maybe you're listening and need hope. Well, regardless, check out my story from Celebrate Recovery on YouTube. If you were encouraged by it and learned something from it, please share it with others and use the hashtag Gospel-Centered Autism Awareness whenever you do so. You can find my story on YouTube as Celebrate Recovery Testimony Dave Chu, or you can go to chewmadenew.com and click on the link that says, click here to watch my testimony. Until next time, peace out and God bless. Cincos!